Nepal. A revived parliament meets and believers pray. An anti-conversion bill resurfaces in Sri Lanka. And changes in shortwave radio expand ministry. These stories are more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Lewis. Topping the news, Nepal's parliament met for the first time in 4 years, a testament to change and a step toward democracy. It's good news for those who've been squeezed between the rebel insurgency and the government forces. Mission to Unreach Peoples has a team in Nepal and has felt that pressure. For security reasons, we'll call our source, Wendy.
We can't travel as we need to, so there's a lot of uncertainty when we're trying to do our work. We've seen some opportunities as well. You have some people who are feeling hopeless. And in a hopeless situation, hope shines brighter.
Wendy urges prayer for believers caught in the crossfire, describing the challenges many face in the rural areas.
Some security forces will go from home to home doing inspections, and then the next night perhaps insurgents will go from home to home collecting supplies. If no one is recruited or injured during the insurgents' visit, the security forces return and wonder why and accuse households of being insurgents. So it's very difficult to really know what the right thing is to do sometimes for the people living in the more remote places. Our Christian brothers and sisters are part of that.
Meanwhile, in West Africa, where political unrest and natural disasters heighten human suffering, God is doing some amazing things. City Team International reports that since the first of this year, more than 106 churches have been planted by their indigenous workers. City Team's Harry Brown says the explosion of churches is in a strategic area.
These churches are being planted among largely a Muslim majority. And it's incredibly exciting to see that the principles of church planting that we've been training are taking root and producing this kind of fruit.
They're training the trainers, and Brown says nationals are the key to church planting success.
When you think about what's going to last after you're out of the picture, it has to be something that the inside people understand and own and act on in their own context, and that's what we're seeing.
Brown's excited, but says prayer is needed.
It's rippling without us. And the key prayer need there is for God to keep raising up the indigenous church planters who can keep the momentum going.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Compass News reports that Sri Lanka's parliament has revived the anti-conversion law. A committee will review a bill that outlaws forcible conversion before it's presented for a final vote. The bill called for prison sentences and stiff fines for those found in violation. Christians fear further violence if the anti-conversion legislation goes into effect. So pray for those involved in ministry in Sri Lanka. The future of their work could be at stake. Next, radio station 8CJB, the voice of the Andes, is closing a chapter in its history on Saturday, May 6. It's the last day the team will air English-language broadcasts on international shortwave radio from Ecuador. It's the narrowing of focus in a ministry that's also moving forward, teaching English as a second language. Through their radio programs, teams share the gospel in a language that listeners can understand, helping them to impact their communities. And Grace Ministries International's Sam Vinton is excited about the possibilities for ministry growth in Puerto Rico. Their team has a unique work through WCGB in San Juan, being both Christian and community-oriented. He goes on to say a recent project is opening new doors.
We've expanded that ministry. I think now it's 24 hours a day broadcasting, relayed from the main station in San Juan. And a big job they had here a week or so ago is taking down the big antenna, which has been there for 20-some years, and replacing with a more modern antenna.
Vinton explains that because the dynamics of the radio scene in Puerto Rico are constantly changing, their approach has a specific niche.
The idea of very good Bible teaching from men like Sundahl and others, and the local pastors with evangelistic outreach, I think is one of the real tremendous accomplishments is that the solid Bible teaching and scriptural teaching is going out to that whole area of the island.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University at Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of Evangelist Sammy Tippett's book called God's Secret Agent, Real Stories of His Work in Closed Countries, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Come trace the steps of a man who dared to give himself fully to God, risking prison to do so. You can also request a copy on our website at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.